The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mi'ilu Daf Chof Beis. By the end, Bez Hashem Meseches Mi'ilu, we also have in front of us, part of the Daf is the first blot of Kinim. But I think there's a Mokoim, the Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Mi'ilu, sticks in a very, very important Hashkofa lesson, which the Rambam is a lesson that could have been taught in many places. The Rambam, for some reason, which we'll have to delve into, decided to put this lesson in Hilchas Mi'ilu. If the Rambam decides that Mi'ilu is the place to learn this lesson, it's a fitting finale for the Masechta that we're learning. Let's read the Rambam together. It's in Hilchas Mi'ilu, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches. Roy La'odam Lizboinim B'mishtei HaTorah. It's a worthy pursuit for a person to be mizbainet, to ponder in the halachos, in the mishpatim of Teresenu Akdash, of the Leida Seif Nyanam Kfikoichoi, and to understand the depths of their inyan, the reasons for the mitzvahs. V'davish lo yimtza le'tam, v'lo yeda le'ilo, a mitzvah that he doesn't understand the reason, the cause, the object, the objective of the mitzvah, al yikal be'ino v'lo one should not disparage any mitzvah, which was a common choyli of those that don't understand, if they don't have the proper kvod shamayim and kavod haTorah, when they don't understand something, they say that it's primitive, it doesn't make sense, it's not relevant maybe to our way of looking at life. The Rambam says, comes to, and the Rambam's loshen is, V'lo yaros lalos el Hashem pen yifritz boy, was when Klal Yisrael was warned by Har Sinai not to come too close, lest they would be burnt by the Kedusha of Har Sinai. If one gets too familiar with Teresen HaKedusha, that he could decide what works and what doesn't work and what makes sense to him and what doesn't, then he's being pirates together in coming too close to the Rabban Shalom. V'lo tehe machshavte boy ki machshavte b'shar divrei achol. One's mahalach, one's approach to divrei Torah should not be as it is with all other areas of life. Now here the Rambam says this lesson, and this lesson is a lesson which is true, could be true in any other area in halacha. The Rambam could say, look, you don't understand the reason for the halacha. It's a worthy pursuit to try to ponder the mitzvahs and their deeper underpinnings. If you don't understand, shalma lech me'araglecha bin nisyachis, to the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a lot bigger than you are, take off your shoes and humble yourself in front of the everlasting and never-ending chokmah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rambam, where does he find the proper place to put this? How much the Torah was machmir milo? The name of the Rabban Shalom is called on them. It's called on them Hashem Hegdish. Not that anything physically is different about Eitzim Vavonim that were Niskadish, but they were called, Hegdish that creates in them a kedusha and Shem Hashem Niskadish v'chol anoyik ben minik shechoyil moal b'Hashem, whoever treats them with the approach of that he's dealing with Eitzim Vavonim is moal b'Hashem v'afilo yishoygeg tzorch kaporo kal v'choymer l'mitzvah shen nechok aglo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah that the Rabbeinu Shalom created, not that man created with his power of speech, a mitzvah that the Rabbeinu Shalom created shalei yivat ha'odam bohem nei shalei yed etaymu layich bedvar ma shalei chen al Hashem layach b'machshavti k'divri ha'choyl hari nemar b'ateru shmartim es kol chuchayis ves kol mishpatim v'asistim v'asam omru chachom litin shmiru v'asir l'chukim v'chim mishpatim, that one should give the same respect and kovid roish shmir vasio to anything in the Torah, that which you do understand, that which you don't understand. And the Rambam continues on this vein, things that a person does understand, like gezel shvichas dam kivir avoim, and the chukim are things that a person doesn't understand. Amru chachom chukim chakti lecho ve'en lecho rishus lahar bohen v'yitzre shalodam noikve bohen, a person's subconscious, a person's yetzer is noikiv bohem, that he doesn't accept that which he doesn't understand. He doesn't embrace it the same way he embraces that which he does understand. There are things in the Torah that the Umas Ha'olam are mezalzel, basal chazir, basal b'cholav, eglarufa, paradum, esrem, shtalech. He brings the David HaMelech already. He was mispalel for the courage, for the fortitude to be able to stand up, keneged the disparaging comments of the Umas Ha'olam. And the Rambam continues, and that's the end of Hilchus Me'ilah. What is the Rambam telling us this here for in Hilchus Me'ilah? Again, this is a lesson that the Rambam himself gives over here, the dogma of many different things which fall under the category of Chukim. Punk Me'ilah, which is not a Chayik. One understands that Shem Shemayim is Kaddish. The idea of a Neder, a Nidre Hegdish, the Rambam is called a Chayik. Nidre Hegdish, we understand that there is Mekaddish, a person's power of speech, and that power of speech can be used to create personal status of Kedusha. If that's true, we understand. To use that, to misappropriate that for one's own purposes, is a disparagement of that state. It's not something that the human mind can understand. And punkt over here, but since it's Eitzim V'Avonim, and it has Kedusha, and still with Sol Machmir, Kal V'Choymer, what is the Rambam telling us over here? This gives us some pause for reflection. What's the deeper meaning of Me'ilah? I'd like to share a thought that Reb Shamshon Fall Hirsch in his Pirush al HaTorah in Parshas Vayikra by the Korban of Me'ilah in Perkei in Parshas Vayikra. There's a Korban of Me'ilah. Person is moil, and over there it's Mufurish in the Torah that a person is moil b'shoigeg. The Aloch is on the Me'ilah. We've learned the Aloch is he has to bring a Korban. And as well, he has to pay for the Me'ilah, that which was taken away, damaged, hoitzol l'chum, he has to pay kerem v'choymish. When a person is moel b'mezi, which is an interesting halacha, moel b'mezi does not have the din of kerem v'choymish. He has the din to pay, and if it was b'mezi with hasros, so then he gets malchus. That's the din of mi'ilo. And Rabbi Hirsch says that the lashon of mi'ilo, we had in the Gemara earlier, kisis te'en mi'ilo el shinui. When a woman is mezana, the mi'ilo, the shinui in her status, that she's miyuchad in the skadish to one man, and now she was intimate with somebody else, that stira, that shinui, that change in status, in definition, in misappropriation, is called mi'ilo. Explains Rabbi Hirsch that the word mi'ilo, in the context of the Big Day Kohen Gadol, is called mi'il. The outer beged, the outermost beged of the Kohen Gadol, before the choshen, which was an ornament, but the outermost beged of the Kohen Gadol is called the me'il. Me'il is a beged which displays the chashivas of a person, but it's the outermost layer. Is it the person himself? It's not the person himself. It's that which expresses who that person is. The me'il was the beged that was worn only by a Kohen Gadol. Says Rabbi Hirsch that what would be, let's say you would take away the person inside, and all you would have is just that mi'il, just that outermost layer expressing honor, dignity, royalty, whatever musagim the Kohen Gadol represent. That's a sham, that's a travesty. All there is just the trappings. It's kido, you fill up with plastic the crown and the robes of a king, and you call that the king. That's a travesty, Gadol mizeh, of what the king really is. All it is the chitzonis. He says the word beged comes from the word bogod. When Adam Rishon was clothed after he left Gan Eden, so the clothing that he wore, beged, comes from the root of bogod, comes from rebellion. A person could rebel against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and instead of being mevatel himself to Ratzon HaBorei and absorbing into himself the pnimius of Ratzon Hashem, he could just go through the motions. And he could be rebellious in his attachment to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The clothing he wears, which is the chitzonis, to cover him over, in order to protect the essence of who he is, the chelek elokai mimal, the clothing can become the man. If a person is only what he wears, if a person is only the outer trappings of what he is, that's a begida. That's a begida in the real majesty of what a human being is. The mi'il is the chitzonis, which denotes the splendor of what the Kohen Gadol is. If it's only that, then it's mi'il, it's a shinui. It's the hepuch of what a person really is. So he says that the concept of mi'il is not so much in the taking. We explained in the shiurim before that the concept of mi'il is not that hegdish is at a loss. There's no, hegdish is not a victim, hegdish is not a person. That if you take a dollar from somebody, The point is, you were over an issue by taking that dollar. But the fact that that person is a victim, he's out a dollar, that's really the reason why Gezel is also. That's the definition of what it is. Mi'ilah doesn't work that way. Mi'ilah, there's no victim. Mi'ilah is the misappropriation, a zilzel, in a musig of kodesh and treating it with a certain casualness. And by the way, if we talk about shoygeg emezid, that me'ilah is only, there's a certain choymer to me'ilah b'shoygeg that's not there b'mezid, the reason for that is, or we'll say the way Rebbe Hirsch says it, is that when we talk about shoygeg emezid b'derechal, it's every person's mechal Shabbos. If it's b'mezid, it's chayv mis, if it's b'shoygeg, it's chayv a korban. When you learn the sugis of shkogois, which are the sugis in krisus, the mechayiv of the korban is not so much the maisa avera, but it's the shkoga, the carelessness that places a person to a position where he can be mechal Shabbos. The carelessness in knowing hilchos Shabbos, the carelessness in being careful, forgetting that Shabbos, being not being careful about what he's doing on Shabbos and being nichshol in a nisidaraisa. The shoygeg, the siba mechayevis of a shoygeg is not so much the act that's done, the brazen act of avera that's done, that's perpetrated. The shoygeg, the mechayev is the shgoga. This is nafkaminis and lomdus also is the, if a person remembered and forgot, how many times he has to bring a korban, the sugis in the beginning of Perek Lagadol on Shabbos, the amount of shgogois, the amount of times that a person can be considered as having forgotten, that's what's mechayev, the number of times that he has to bring a korban. A person could theoretically forget that it's Shabbos, and he's over 20 averes because he didn't know that the day was Shabbos. He did 20 meisim, but he's chayev one korban because he didn't know that today was Shabbos. That's his shkoga. The carelessness is not what he did, the carelessness is what he forgot. The musik by mi'ilah is not so much the maisa avera of taking. The taking is not so much the point. We explained the shulim before that the isser mi'ilah can be perpetrated by the shliach because the ikur isser is the toitzah. The ikur isser is the blurring of distinction, of treating hegdish on a pedestal, understanding that when something has shem shemaim on it, it's removed from our sphere of influence. And the carelessness of a mi'ilah b'shoyge is the pshat that there isn't a sharply demarcated line between the tchum of kodesh and the tchum of chol. So in that way, mi'ilah b'shoyge is more chomer than mi'ilah b'mezid. Mi'ilah b'mezid denotes a person does an avera. He does a ma'isa avera and he defaces property, destroys property of hegdish. That's not really what mi'ilah is. The real mi'ilah, and that's an avera, that's a ma'isa avera that he was casual, or he took from Hegdish, his Chayim Malkus. But the real Mi'ilah that's expressed in the Pasuk is the blurring, is the fact that now there's something that was Hegdish that went out L'chulun. So I think the reason why the Rambam puts this over here in Mi'ilah is because the area in Torah that most sharply defines that what looks to you like Musagim that you could grasp with your mind, you can't grasp with your mind. Stand back and realize that there's a tchum of thought, there's an area of perception, which is beyond human understanding. That definition has its place in Mi'ilah, because that's really what the concept of Mi'ilah is. The concept of Mi'ilah is to be able to stand back and not to use with your experience of Chol, to be nisyachas to the Rishus of Hegdish. Keep the Rishus of Hegdish and the Rishus of Chol independent of each other. Respect the integrity of the Tchum of Hegdish. The same is true also in thought. When a person is nisyachas, he looks at the mitzvahs in the Torah, and he doesn't understand what he doesn't understand. Stand back and realize there's a Tchum of thought. There's a depth of experience that goes beyond what the human mind, what the human spirit could grasp. Stand back, respect that. Don't climb up on the Har Hashem like the Rambam says. The Rambam puts that lesson over here in Hilchos Mi'ilah. Well, I add one more point, that the korban of Mi'ilah that's brought by Mi'ilah B'shegig is a korban Oshem. Korban Oshem is a very interesting korban. In terms of Achila, the Akhtar's Chalom Ve'murim, and when and by whom it's eaten, it's B'dayim Techatas, Kodshik Adoshem. On the other hand, the Ma'is Zrika is Shtayim Shein Arba, like an Oilo. Oshem is like it has characteristics, Legabi the Zrika of an Oilo, and Legabi the Achila, it has characteristics of a Chatas. And the way Rabbi Hirsch explains what that means is that Oshem Chatas denotes a straightforward Ma'is Averu. A person did a Ma'is Averu that came from carelessness. It was over an Averu B'shoigik, he did a Ma'is Averu, and that needs a rectification, that needs a tikkun. The tikkun for that is Zrika, not Shtayim Shein Arba. What's Shtayim Shein Arba, he explains, by Korban Oilo, that a person wants to rededicate himself, wants to be Neschadish, wants to accept on himself from fresh oil malchus shemayim. He wants to be nis'alem emotion oil. So what he does is he spritzes the dam on the mizbech, or the dam is spritzed for him on the mizbech. That symbolically defines him as being rededicated to energetic serving of the Rebbeinu Shalom. By Karmen Chatos, the dam is not thrown on the mizbech, it's put carefully. Because the point is, you did a maise with carelessness. Your maise need a redefinition of careful thought, of dedication. Shtayim Shein Harba is a zrika. The Matan Harba is put deliberately and carefully on each corner. In that sense, the karbonis that have an oshom, a karbon oshom, offer averus, where the point is not the maisa. The point of mi'ila, like we just said, is not so much the maisa aver. The point is a certain casualness to the separation between the tchum of hegdish and the tchum of chol. So the avoidus adam is to rededicate oneself to realize where one is on the ladder of avoidus Hashem. Realize there's a tchum of chol, there's a tchum of kodesh. The zvikas adam is the zvik of an oila, not of a chatas. On the other hand, what is the achilas korbanos? Achilas korbanos of kach gedoshim of a chatas and an oshom are eaten only by kahanim, only by the mizbech. Why? Because the point is not so much bringing the kodesh down into the areas of one life, but down into the world of chulin. Korban shlomim, when a yid, a yisrael, came to the base of Mikdash, he had a korban brought, and he ate from a shlomim, from a toida, from a korban pesach. What he was doing is he was taking basal kachim and he was bringing that into the chol area in life. A korban oshem is a korban with faket. The musig is that he has to give over the basal of the korban only to be eaten by the chelek ha-gavoya, only to be eaten by the korban, by the kehanim, only to be eaten by the mizbeach. In that, the korbanos that are mechayev and oshem, specifically what we're talking about me'ilo, is about giving over the tchum of hegdish back to hegdish. In that sense, it's eaten by the kahanim. So it seems from the Rambam that this idea, the hashkofa behind mi'ila, the hashkofa behind the reshus of hegdish and the reshus of hedid, choyl and kodesh, and the lahavdol ben kodesh lechoyl, which, like the Gemara says by Havdolah, we say Havdolah, motzi Shabbos, in the brach of atachonin, lodim das. Why? Imein das Havdolah minayin. A perception, das, is when one has a perception to define things properly. When you define things properly, you're able to put each thing on its place. Imein das Havdolah minayin. The finale of Meseches Me'ilah, the Rambam says, is the sharpness of clarity that gives one the ability to define what's in the Rishus of Choyl, and what's in the Rishus of Hegdish, where one has to take off his shoes and say, that's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Tchum. Respect the property, the Metzius, the Rishus of Hegdish.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.